Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Makos Chaf Beis, Makos 22a, pagination is 43. We're starting at the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom. One of the great traditions regarding Malkus is that the way we paskin is that it is 39 lashes and not 40 as one would think from a cursory read of the Pasuk. The Pasuk is found in Parshas Ki Tse, Devarim, Perek Chaf Hei, Chapter 25, Pasuk Gimel, Verse 3, where the Pasuk says, Arboim Yakenu, you should hit him 40 times. It seems to be translated as Lo Yosef and not more. Pen Yosef Lahakoso, lest you hit him too many times, and it'll be a violation. Rashi points out that we learn from here that a person hitting somebody else is a violation. We're taught it by the person who violated, who was a Rasha and was being hit because of what he did. And even so, you're not allowed to hit him an extra hit. It's a violation. And certainly a regular person is not allowed to be hit by somebody else just at a whim. Our focus, though, is the number 40, where the Pasuk in Pasuk Gimel seems to indicate Arboim Yakenu, hit him 40 times, Lo Yosef, not more. However, our Mishnah tells us, Kama Malkim Oso, how many times do you do the lashes? Arboim Chasar Achas, 40 minus 1, meaning 39. Shenemar, B'mispar arba'im, the number that brings to 40. Minyan shehu samach la'arba'im, the count that will bring to a totality, to a schum of 40. If we look back at the Pasuk, we'll see that the words B'mispar arba'im are indeed in the Pasuk, if we join Pasuk Beis and Gimel. The end of Pasuk Beis says that there's going to be a hitting Kidei Rishaso worthy of his wickedness, B'mispar, according to a number, Arboim Yakenu Lo Yosef, the next Pasuk says, you should hit him 40 times, not more. Our Mishnah is telling us, and Rashi says that this is an issue of grammar, B'mispar is written in a way to indicate that it's not the end of the phrase, but rather it's linked to the following pasuk, and therefore it's as if it says, B'mispar arba'im, the count would be 40. Our Gemara tells us on Amud Beis that the way the Gemara understood this, fourth line of the Gemara, my taima iksiv arba'im b'mispar, had it said 40 as the count, you would have to actually count 40 lashes. It says the count of 40. It means the count that brings a totality of 40, meaning you hit 39, and the next number would be 40. You brought it to the 40, but you don't actually hit the 40th hit. And that is our understanding of Malkus, that it's 39, even though the Pasuk said 40, and our understanding is Arboim Chosar Achas, 40 minus 1, because you only need enough hitting that brings to what would have been the number 40. You have sometimes this concept, Ad Velo Ad Bechlau, until, but not inclusive, or sometimes, especially by children, they'll say, I'm in my ninth year, meaning they're 8 years old, but they want to be big, so they're in their ninth year. Imagine someone who's 39 years old, they could justify saying, I'm in my 40th year. I'm on the number that counts towards 40. The Gemara, in fact, tells us that this tradition and this understanding of the Pasuk, which diminishes the violator from getting one of the lashes, on approximately seven lines down, Amar Rava, Rava said, Kama tipshoi sha'ar inchi, how foolish are some people. They stand up in front of a Sefer Torah, and they don't stand up in front of a Torah scholar. If you're reading the Sefer Torah alone without commentary, without tradition, so you end up with 40 lashes for the person who violated. And the tradition upheld by the rabbis is to diminish it by one, and therefore you should stand up for the rabbis because you see the impact of what it is that they accomplish. This is a throwback to a discussion that we had, I believe it was Sanhedrin Daf Kuf, where we're told that Rava put up with the people of Devei Binyamin Asya, the house of Binyamin the doctor, and they were apparently from Jews, and they asked Shilas, but they would ridicule the rabbis and say, same old, you're always just ruling the same way. You never allowed a raven, and you never forbid a dove. And Rava would look for opportunities to show them where the Torah scholarship would actually give a counterintuitive ruling. So over here also we see Rava explaining what is the role of the rabbis. If you only had the scroll and it was self-service Judaism, where would that leave you? It would leave you with an extra lash when you're in violation, and the rabbis came and diminished it to 39. It does seem worthy of exploring what is the significance of the number 40, what is the significance of the number 39, what is the message here? So we do have a concept that a tremendous transition, a real transformational experience, is 40. We have that the embryo is considered a degree of on its way once it's 40 days old. We have the concept that the mabul, the rain by the great flood, Parshas Noach, was for 40 days. We have the concept that Moshe received the Torah. It was necessary for him to study day and night for 40 days and nights. But sometimes we find that the transition does not require the full 40. You're able to accomplish it. It takes a lot, but it's a little less. It's not quite what we would say, yesh me'ayin, totally from nothing. There's something there. Yeah, for example, in Shabbos Ayin Gimel, famous Mishnah of Shabbos recounting the 39 malachas. So the Mishnah there says, it's our arboim chaser achas. What does the Mishnah need to tell us that it's 40 minus 1? It's 39. What does it mean, 40 minus 1? Perhaps the explanation is that 40 would be a full-blown transformation. What we're looking to do with these malachas is, in the time of the Mishkan, we were creating a Mishkan through these 39 malachas, a place where Hashem would reside among mankind. So it takes 39 specific activities to achieve that. Those are the malachas which are forbidden for us to do on Shabbos, just as it was forbidden for them to build the Mishkan on Shabbos. It's forbidden for us to do those 39. But what was the purpose of those 39? To create a place for Hashem in this physical world. It doesn't need 40. Hashem's already here. In fact, the entire world is Melo Kol Ha'aretz Kevodo. The entire world is the essence of Hashem. Hashem created it. It's Ne'elam. Hashem had to withdraw His presence a bit in order to allow physicality and the hidden nature of Hashem to exist. So it's improper. Doesn't make sense to need 40. Hashem's already here. But we need to do something transformational. That's 39. Likewise, we could say that by the Jew who did a sin, so he's called Kedei Rishaso according to his wickedness, but he's still a member of the Jewish people. How many lashes is it going to take to bring him back into the fold, so to speak? Well, it's not going to be 40, because he's still in the fold. He's still a Jew. But it takes a lot. And that's our boy, but Chosarachas, the 39, the number that brings to 40, but don't actually do the 40th. Lo Yosef, don't do more. We have this, if we can go from halacha to minhig, in the concept of saying Kaddish for a parent. So the general concept of saying Kaddish would theoretically be 12 months. The atonement of Gehenim for a person who needs it is 12 months. And therefore, to ameliorate that punishment and bring merit to the parent, we say Kaddish, but we're not comfortable saying it for the full 12 months. That's to say that the parent is a Rasha. He's a wicked person. He needs all 12 months. Instead, we scale back a little bit. We do 11 months. Indeed, sometimes children request that they should be allowed to say it for all 12 months because they feel the parent really could use the help. It's not a comfortable shaila to be asked by parents, for children to ask about parents like that. But sometimes, indeed, the children really feel that they want to bring merit to the parent, and they proceed with such a concept. But again, in general, it's scaled back because you're not doing a full-blown treatment. It's out of the 12 months, only 11. And here also we might interpret it, understand it, that it's 39 is 40 chasarachas, 40 minus 1, because the transformation that you're looking to do is not a full yesh me'ayin, as we described by, for example, an embryo or the mabul where the world was so far gone and had to almost be recreated. And Moshe getting Torah, so sacred, from heaven, bringing it to humanity, was so transformational that it indeed needed all 40 of the count. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.